Chester County Assistance Office. This is Ms. King. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. I was calling about one of my patients. I wanted to know if they would be able to be approved for home care services.
Okay. Do you have a record number for this individual?
I have the Medicaid ID. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Just give me 1 second and we can look it up that way.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. And what is that ID number?
It's 0011-826-138.
And it's taking a second to load. Who is the client?
Trudy Brockington is her name. You need her on the line because I can call her now if you need. Sometimes they ask.
It loaded.
Okay.
It was just taking a minute to load, so I wanted to make sure that when it loaded, I know who I was looking at.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
If you can give her a call and we can speak with her as well, that would be great.
Okay, just a second, please. Hi, I just tried her. She didn't pick up.
Okay.
Do we need her on the line?
We don't. I just figured it might be easier if she was included.
Right, I know.
So she wants the information too as well. So, you said you had questions about her eligibility.
Yeah. So,
correct?
Yeah, we have a waiver for her, but it seems it's only a physical. Like, she was only approved for, like, her physical needs, not financial. So I just wanted to know if she would be able to be approved and if we would be able to get that waiver. If not, there's not much we can do at our agency.
So she is medically eligible, yes, that's correct.
Right.
But she is not financially eligible. She was over the income limit. Now, there are a couple of different options that you could look into for her. Depending on her situation, she could go through the Department of Aging's Options Program to get services in the home. The other option would be if she has medical expenses, she could potentially be eligible for what we call spend down, where we spend where she would spend the income down on medical expenses, which could include health insurance premiums, prescriptions, out-of-pocket, like doctor co-pays, and that also includes, like, in-home services that she would pay out-of-pocket.
Okay.
They have to be, like, medical expenses. It can't include, like, rent or utilities or anything like that. It has to be on medical expenses. So, and again, that would include your health insurance premiums, your out-of-pocket costs for doctor's visits, if she has any, like, outstanding medical bills for, like, hospitals that she's paying off, prescription costs, medical equipment if she has to rent or purchase the medical equipment, anything like that.
So she would have to pay for all of it.
Yeah, so what would end up happening is she would provide verification of those medical expenses, and then we would calculate her gross income minus the medical expenses, and if we can get, if her medical expenses get her down to, I think it's like $989 a month, then she would qualify for her to have the extra costs covered for the in-home services.
Okay, so she needs to be down $985 a month?
Yeah, so it needs to be under $989 a month is what we would, her income would have to be spent down on medical expenses. It's not a common occurrence. A lot of people don't have that many medical expenses to be able to qualify
right.
for it, which is why I also mentioned the options program through the Department of Aging.
But you said that's where she was applying through, correct?
She applied for the waiver program through the county assistance office. And she's over the income limit for the county assistance office's in-home services waiver program.
Right. And then the Department of Aging, she did have an assessment with them. Her second assessment was with the area agencies on aging.
Right. They do the medical assessment.
Yeah.
And they also have what is called the options program for individuals who are over the income or resource guidelines for the County Assistance Office program for waiver. And it's called the Options Program, and it's through the Department of Aging.
Okay.
Because she's over the income limit, she could go through the Department of Aging's Options Program for in-home services.
And what do they do?
They offer in-home services to individuals who are over the income or resource guidelines for the waiver program through the County Assistance Office. I know sometimes they have a wait list. I'm not 100% sure what their status is right now, if they have a wait list or not. But they can offer in-home services to individuals who are over the income limit. And I can give you their phone number to follow up with them.
Okay, yeah, that would be great.
All right, give me just a second to find it, because I do not remember it off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And this is for people who are over the income limit. Correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So their phone number is 610-344-6350.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. That was very helpful. I really appreciate that. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Of course. And then
I do have a lot of, like, it's hard for me to get through to the county a lot of the time, and I see you picked up right away and you answered so efficiently, and that was really great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Should I, is this a good number to reach you at for any future reference?
Yeah, so this is my direct line. Yeah, so this is my direct line. So if you have any other questions about Chester County applicants for in-home services, you can give me a call, and if it's my case, I'm happy to help you, and if it's not, I can always point you in the right direction if it's assigned to somebody else.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.